It was a massive week for South African football as Vela Khumalo guided South Africa into the Hollywoodbets CASAFA Cup semi-finals before Hugo Bruce's revamped Bafana Bafana squad ran out 2-0 winners over Mozambique. That one was a case of no sundowns, no problem. Hello and welcome to Hit the Target powered by Hollywoodbets. I'm your host Deshawn, and joining me today is African football experts Super Sishle Sony and Mark Stradom. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, Desh. Good morning to the listeners.
Greetings, greetings. Good to be here. It's been a while.
As always, it's a pleasure to see you guys back in studio. Let's start with that massive 2-0 victory over our neighbours, the Mambas. An emphatic attacking performance that saw us register 21 shots throughout the 90.
Yeah, no, that was a good outing for the boys. Not the best opposition, but we still got to dominate, and they show that. 21 shots, 11 on target. We dominated possession. So, very good outing for the boys and a much-needed one as well.
Yeah,
as Mark has said, not like one of the best opponents, but it was a good way, you know, to give the new players, their chance to showcase their talent and why they deserve to be there. Let's give a salute to, you know, the coach Hugo Bruce, you know, for thinking ahead, you know, and having the understanding that, you know, of the type of opponent that is needed, you know, for the young boys, you know, to show their self up there on the big stage for Bafana.
Yeah, I think there was something like 11 caps awarded to senior players in the national team who earned their debuts under Hugo Bruce throughout these international friendlies.
Yes. There were a number of, you know, players who came up there, you know, and showed that, you know, they deserve to be there. I think they took the opportunity, you know, with both hands. You know, if I were to mention names, I'd probably mention, you know, all of them, because I think they all, you know, showed up. They played even in that first game, the 0-0 draw. The coach, you know, had went on and said even before the game that the win is not that important. Obviously, when you play to win, but it's not that very important. You just want them, you know.
Yeah. He wanted to
showcase, you know, their talent.
Yeah, and increase the selection pool, really.
Yes. Especially, you know, with such important tournaments, you know, on the horizons and the qualifiers and everything. So I think in the absence of, you know, the Sundowns players, the coach, you know, really used the opportunity, you know, to expand, you know, his pool of players.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, we don't have to pick the man of the match performance, and that's left to the technical group. Mark, last night, Sinqolo Qwayiba dropped a man of the match performance and helped himself to a goal. I know you've been vocal about his praises. Did you enjoy his 90 minutes last night?
That was more of the reason why I watched the game, just to see his performance on the international stage. He's been doing very well for his club in the PSL. He had a good season, contributing to goals. Just his all-round gameplay. I think it was good to see him in the national colours. And like you said, he got a nice goal. His impact, I'm sure the eyes will be on him now. So I hope he gets another chance. I think he deserves it. And like his interview, he said he wants to play for one of the big three. I hope he gets his opportunity as well to see him, because I think there's more to offer from his game. And I think if he's surrounded by better players, not saying or taking anything away from his current club, but if he's surrounded by more quality players, I think himself can also express and bring out more. So he's a very good player to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think his move out of Chippa United is all but confirmed. I think the club itself, when Thabo Septembe was there, he mentioned that, you know, he's happy to have developed Qwayiba and wants to see him play for a bigger club and almost be that shining light for players in the Eastern Cape. He looked really comfortable in that Bafana setup, though. And I must say, Nkorta and him were linking up on more than one occasion. Do you think he's Pirates bound?
Well, he's rumored to go there, so I think it's just a matter of time and when now. It would be nice to see him there, but will he be able to handle the pressure? We're not sure, but he certainly has the quality. And so if he does don the black and white, it would be good to see.
Yeah. Well, staying with the mighty Buccaneers, the number 10 jersey on the night went to Relebohile Mofokeng. Now, I know he had an absolute crack off a shot shortly before the halftime interval. What did you make about his performance?
He was good. That's his natural game. He's always good, I think. I think the boy is outstanding. The 10 jersey, I think, you know, I think nowadays, the modern game, the 10 jersey goes to the most influential or the best player. And I think for the past two seasons, he's just been rising and growing into the player he is now. And I think we can all agree that he, if not the best, he's one of the best in the league now. His influence in the game, what he does to the team, they trust him, which says a lot because he's still a young boy. And the trust that the national team has in him is incredible. So I think he's doing really well. And I hope he continues.
All right. Let's look at the back line there. I know Sipho Chaina started the game, but it was Ronaldo Leena who made a massive save to maintain the clean sheet. Were you happy with his performance between the sticks?
Stick? Yeah, I was very happy, with his performance in both friendlies. Even in the first one, you know, he came in and though there was not much threat, but his presence, you know, he was there. In this one, he saved us. And it's very good for him that he kept, you know, two clean sheets for his two caps there by the national team. So I think the future is bright for him. Even there at Sekukune, when he was given the opportunity, he took it with both hands. A lot of people were surprised why he was not their first choice goalkeeper even from when the season started. So I'm very happy for him. Hopefully we'll see more from him. Hopefully he'll get more game time at Sekukune if he remains there, or if he gets a better deal wherever he go, hopefully he gets, you know, that game time, because we can't shy away from the fact that our current national team goalkeepers are aging. So we need to, as they get older, we need someone that's, you know, gonna be integrated into the setup so that they can take over when the time comes for them, you know.
Yeah, it was Lina who kept Sekukune United in the game against Mamelodi Sundowns back when they met in the Nedbank Cup. I think he made something like 10 saves and he was awarded the man of the match, if I'm not mistaken, even though Sundowns had defeated them.
Yes, I think that's one of the game, you know, that that was the decider, you know, for the national team to call him, because he showed that on a big stage he can handle the pressure, he can come up, you know, and give it all on the field for the team. So you need players like that in the national team.
Yeah, you know, Hugo Bruce has come out and said that he needs players to play in Africa if they want to play for Bafana Bafana. Mm. Now, looking at Lena, he's at Sekukune United, who don't have continental football. But you know who does? Kaizer Chiefs. Should he be on his way to the Amakosi?
We can't shy away from the fact that Chiefs have not been doing well. But on that note also, they managed to end the trophy drought and return to continental football. And they need a goalkeeper right now. Lina has shown that he can handle the big stage. And we all know that what it's like, wearing the Chiefs jersey, the pressure that it comes with. So he's showing that he can handle that pressure. He has potential to, you know, handle that pressure. I think it would be a good signing for Chiefs. You might, you know, struggle a bit, you know, to be integrated into the team, but I think as time goes by, he can be able to handle it. I mean, you saw how he was with Bafana in those two games that he came in, and also with Sekukune, he did really well. So I think he's promising. If he can go to Chiefs and partake in the Confederations Cup, I think his chances of being the second or third goalkeeper when Bafana goes to AFCON, those chances will greatly increase.
Yeah. Well, you know, prior to that AFCON tournament, Bafana Bafana has a doubleheader in the FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Now, of course, they will play host to Lesotho as well as Nigeria. Mark, from this current crop of players, who has really stood up and taken that shirt by the scruff of the collar?
Oh, it's really hard to say. But, you know, when the Sundowns players come back, that's normally the blueprint. So, but like you mentioned, I think Moloi Sane will get a shout. I think defensively, if we sound, I think we have a good chance because naturally our game is to attack and we have a lot of attacking players. I think Quaiba has a big shout because the thing I like most about these friendly games is for these players to have the exposure. It's a sort of like when you go for an interview, you know. So they're putting themselves on that stage to express themselves, to get the opportunity. And I think a lot of players have done it. Even Mbatuma too. I think he is also a very good player who can sneak his way in. Silepe, possibly if he can continue the way he's going. So there's a number of players. Bokazi, I think he's grown in leaps and bounds. I think he's stamped his authority in the Pirates squad, and now on the international level, I think he's got so much quality. He's strong. He reads the game. He plays out from the back. He's a good tackler, and I think he's gonna have a good career on the national stage.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't disagree with any of the players you just mentioned. And then when you add the mix of that 11 or 12 Sundowns contingent who have been part of the national setup for the last 3 to 4 years, they are the reason why Bafana Bafana are in a situation where they are on the brink of World Cup qualifiers. Sticks, does Hugo Bruce have the toughest assignment ever in selecting his next Bafana team?
Yes, I'm sure he has a headache right now, but a headache that he appreciates, you know. I think another player that we must not forget to mention is Basadin, at the left back.
The Kaiser Chiefs target, Basadin.
I think it's everybody's target, Basadin. I think Basadin has been improving, you know. He's not dropping, he's improving. Last season, we thought he was going to get a better team, but he stayed there by Stelis and he continued, you know, where he left off. And when he was introduced at Bafana, he also showed up, especially in that game where he was the captain against Tanzania. He was like one of the best players in the game. And now with Oprimo Diba playing the way he's playing, I think he's gonna get, you know, some serious competition from Basadin, which is all good for the national team because, you know, at the end of the day, we need to select from, you know, the best, from the best of the best. So if we have, you know, like 3-4 top left backs, that's good for us because, you know, that's you have a good starting 11 and you also have, you know, good players on the bench who can also come in and the level of your game will not drop. So I think it's good for us it's good for Bruce that, you know, the players that he gave a chance, you know, were able to grab it with both hands. And then for Sundowns players, they understand now that their place is not guaranteed. They need to, you know, to pull up the socks when they come back. And also for those players who are currently injured, you know, like Dotley, who were regulars at Bafana, Mbokazi came in, you know, and was one of the best players on the field. So he knows that when he comes back, he needs to fight for his place. The veteran, Themba Zwane, you know, Maswanganyi performed, Quaiba performed. So, you know, the competition is tough now. So we can, like, honestly say no one is safe. No one has a guaranteed place.
My thoughts and prayers are with Hugo Bruce in this moment of time.
I think he also said it last night in his interview that these players are making his job hard.
Well, you know, let's move the attention over to Vela Khumalo as his South African outfit booked their place in the Hollywoodbets CASAFA Cup semifinals. A strong Kaizer Chiefs contingent. Did they do the job?
No, we can't really say they did the job because they qualified for the next round because Mozambique was defeated by Zimbabwe. They lost the first game, which was not good. I think they need to pull up the socks if they want to reach the final or at least lift the trophy, because if I'm not mistaken, they probably playing Angola in the semis, and Angola has been performing well in this competition since it started. So if they don't pull up their socks, or if they show, if they come with the same mentality that they came with yesterday against Mauritius, it's gonna be a massive problem for them.
Yeah, you know, I think upon watching that first group game for Bafana Bafana at the CASAFA Cup, I kind of feel like they got out of the blocks really slow, because they shouldn't be losing to a team like Mozambique. And then you look at you know, the second game and the third fixture, there was a bit of an improved performance, but almost a case of too little too late.
Yeah, I could be wrong in saying this, but there's a small look of complacency in the national squad. I think there's so much quality in that team, they sort of taking it lightly. I could be wrong, but we cannot be performing that way with so much quality on that team. I think almost every player in that CASAFA team starts for their club team, so I can't see why the performance can be so low. But again, they're playing for the first time. Some players have never played on that level as well, so it's going to take some time. But like Gift mentioned there, if we want to go all the way and potentially lift the cup, we're going to have to pick our socks up and play better, because we attack every game. We are on the attack. It's just a matter of scoring goals now, and I think we need to start taking those chances if we are to go all the way.
Yeah, well, it has been a case of an improved performance year on year. I believe the national team didn't make the semi-final stage last season.
Yeah, it's every this CASAFA Cup is sort of preparation or trying to bleed new players into the national team. So some players take it with both hands, some shy away, and the level is too high. So it's nice to see, and it's also just nice to see the amount of players that we have now. Like we mentioned before, like Hugo Cruz has a lot of players to choose from, and players that are coming up are also a lot of quality. The one that caught my eye the most is Puso Detejane. I think he's exceptional. I think he can even get a chance to go in the national squad. I think he's very good. So even the one from TS Galaxy, Sibele Bele, I think he's also a very good player. So in time, I think South Africa's team is in good hands. So
you make an excellent point there, because should these players be taking on more responsibility and forcing their way into the national team? Because you look at the likes of Mteto, who made the most out of his CASAFA Cup minutes not so long ago, and now he currently plays for Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, we can't shy away also from the fact that most of these players were in the Bafana Bafana preliminary squad for these friendlies. So it means already they are in the radar, you know, of the national team. So for them to go there to CASAFA, you know, and not perform, it's like they setting themselves back, you know, which is not good. I thought they were gonna go there and, you know, clean sweep in the group stages, because most of them, they play for big teams, like Jay mentioning Chiefs players. Bruce was very honest in his answer that they haven't been having, you know, good season, so it's a bit difficult for him to select them for Bafana, and they are given a chance to play there in CASAFA. they should be showing up. They should be using that chance to show that, no, they can really perform there at Hugo Bruce's squad. So it's a bit of a shocker seeing how they're performing. Hopefully this is going to be a wake-up call for them and they're going to do better in the knockout stages.
Yeah, well, you know, approaching this knockout stage round means that you'll have to have that big game player mentality, those high-pressure moments that could set you apart from the rest of your teammates. Another subplot is that we are in the transfer window. Some of the likes of Nemtajela is on his way out of Marumo Gallants and so on and so forth. Do you think players should also look at this opportunity to showcase themselves to the PSL clubs out there?
Of course, and that's why I love these friendlies and this COSAFA Cup. That's the best thing about it. I think the results are important, obviously. But in terms of the players, this is the platform. This is an audition to showcase your talents and put yourself on the market, because this is the stage that where you need to perform, and coaches are looking at these type of players. And if you perform and you do well and show that you are capable of having that level of skill and ability. So I think these are very important, especially like Kwaiba, like he said, he prayed for this opportunity and he took it, and he says he wants to play for the big three and he's going to get it. And I believe that it will come through because his performances are showing. And again, not taking away from his parent club, they're not the best though. And he's been outstanding for them. He's come on the international stage. He's proven his quality. He's got a goal. And I think he deserves his chance, and he's taking it with both hands.
All right, well, ahead of this weekend's clash, we're yet to see who they actually face. But should we aim for a podium position at the minimum? Because we do know that there is a third and fourth place playoff.
Yeah, I know we should be aiming for the trophy. Mm. It's been a while since we've won it, and we're always hosting it. It's like they don't care now. It's not nice. And you saw the fans, they came there to watch. Mm. They support them, so they need to be rewarded. Also, it's also good for them. As Mark has said, it's the transfer window is open or opening soon. This is like being given, you know, an extra chance to market yourself. Because also receiving a national team call up is not something that everyone gets. So when you get that, you need to use it to your advantage, and also to catch the eyes of the scouts, you know, for hoping for a move to a bigger team. So if you get eliminated in the final, in the semi-final, obviously those players who are progressing are more likely, you know, to be scouted compared to you.
All right. Well, gents, I think that's where we're going to leave it for this week. We're going to have to wait and see how the national team does in the Hollywoodbet Kasafa Cup. From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.
Thanks, Dish.
Thank
Good
you.
One.